This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Protesters set up makeshift barricades across the streets of Yangon against Myanmar's soldiers, one day after the military killed more than 100 people. Sunday, several demonstrators, mostly young people, wore helmets reading Save Myanmar and held arrows and petrol bombs. Petrol bombs or Molotov cocktails are common at barricades that have sprung up in many cities and are regularly pulled down by police. So far, their main use seems to be to create flame and smoke to confuse security forces trying to open fire on civilians. Soldiers opened fire from a distance, but no casualties were reported. More than 100 people were killed on Saturday as security forces cracked down on protests against the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The reported fatalities included several children under 16 years old. Suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Palm Sunday, wounding at least 19 people. A video obtained by the Associated Press showed body parts scattered near a burning motorbike at the gates of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi Province. A priest at the church said he had just finished celebrating Mass when the explosion happened. He said security guards at the church were suspicious of two people on a motorcycle who wanted to enter the building, and when they went to confront them, one of them detonated explosives. The wounded included four guards and several churchgoers. You can read more international headlines, including more on that story, on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters broke through a police blockade in northwestern Pakistan on Sunday as they tried to march on the city of Banu and then on to Islamabad. The demonstrators demanding a government probe into the deaths of four young men who they allege were tortured and killed by security forces. Police fired tear gas in an attempt to keep them back Sunday evening. The protesters were carrying the bodies of the four young men, ages between 15 and 20, found in a shallow grave on March 21st in the town of Janikel. Relatives of the dead alleged they died during interrogation by security forces. They held a sit-in in Janikel for nearly a week, the relatives refusing to bury the bodies until an investigation was opened against an army officer they say was responsible. There is continued hope Sunday that salvage efforts would free a mammoth container ship blocking the Suez Canal in the last 6 days. The trapped ship has cut off international trade through the canal, causing losses of millions of dollars. The Marine Traffic and Vessel Finder applications said two tugboats were on their way to the vital waterway to help with the salvage operation. Experts pinned hope on a high tide to dislodge the vessel. The MV Ever Given, which is longer than four football fields, has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. Bangladesh security forces opened fire and used tear gas Sunday to disperse thousands of protesters who were enforcing a nationwide general strike. They were protesting to denounce violence at a previous protest over a visit by India's prime minister. The area's police superintendent said at least one man who was shot in Sanarpara after thousands of protesters, mostly students from Islamic schools, blocked a major highway connecting Dhaka with the southeastern port city of Chattogram. Witnesses said scores of people were hurt in clashes with police, which started after protesters set fire to a number of vehicles. Saturday, the United States condemned China's sanctions against two American religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in a dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. China's moves only contribute to the growing international scrutiny of the ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.